He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the August 25th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, reporting from my bunker in San Diego, California. The barbed wire's been put in place. I've got my helmet on. I've got my night vision goggles. We've been taking a little bit of incoming fire here for the last couple of weeks, but we continue to march forward. We're getting a little bit of a relief rally here today. Be interesting to see whether or not this thing holds or whether it fades as the day goes on. It was a lot stronger at the open, and now it is kind of fading here, but we still have the Dow up about 300 points right now. 16,174. I gave a couple of levels last week. I said the first level that if it cracks, it's not good. That was 17,000. That did not hold. I said the next level's 15,800. We go below that, then we are looking more than likely at the beginning of a bear market. Well, so far we are holding in there, hanging in there. 16,174 on the Dow right now. The NASDAQ is up 118 points. Well, now it's up 121. We're at 4,647. The S&P 500 is up about 40 points to 1,933. Below 2,000 has bent quite a bit, but has not broken yet. And we have crude oil. Okay, crude oil getting a little bounce today. We need that. $39.61. I never thought I'd be saying that a year from last October or September. Gold is at $11.45. The euro's at 1.14. And the 10-year yield right now is at 2%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're getting that relief rally here today, which is long overdue, which is much needed just to calm some of the frayed nerves on Wall Street right now. You would think that the U.S. is in recession right now, the way the market has been behaving. The market, or the U.S., is not in recession. This pretty much is China-centric. It's centered over in China, and it's spreading out the ripples to America, their economy, which has been driving about half of the world growth over the last several years. Where does world growth come from? Well, it comes from the U.S., and it comes from China these days. It hasn't been coming from Europe, and it certainly hasn't been coming from the emerging markets. So that obviously rattles a lot of nerves. Let's just take a look at some of the stocks here, because we'll be looking for leadership here. Priceline, biggest point leader. Priceline up $42 per share right now. AutoZone, that's a great stock. You know, both Priceline and AutoZone are in my book, Best Stocks Now. They're leaders today. Amazon, a stock I own, the third biggest point gainer today, up 22 points. Google, another stock we own here, up 18 points today. Regeneron, that's another one in my conservative growth account, up 14 points. Allergen, I sent out tweets yesterday about Allergen saying, I like the way it's behaving. Even on this day when the market was down 1,000 points at one time. Wow. Allergen behaving well today. It's up 11. Chipotle, another leader, up 11. And what else here? Biogen's up about 10 points today. Tesla Motors up 8. Netflix up 8. Anacor up 8. Variant Pharmaceuticals up 8. Baidu, what else do we have here? NetEase, O'Reilly Automotive up 6. So a lot of the leaders bouncing today. In a much-needed relief rally, Apple's up 5 points right now. And I continue to reiterate that nothing has changed, as far as I can tell, in the prospects for the U.S. economy going forward. And I've been saying that what will eventually lead to the end of this 6-year, 20-week-old bull market will be a recession and a drop in earnings in the S&P 500. Well, this year we're getting our drop in earnings, but it's not enough to really cause concern because we're expected to go higher and resume growth once again next year. And I still haven't seen one leading economist come out and say, you know what? Next year's earnings are in jeopardy. In fact, as recently as last Monday, we heard once again Abby Joseph Cohen say, lending her voice to the choir, to the chorus of those people that think that growth is going to continue into 2016, she came up with about the same numbers that I came up with. So I remain a cautious bull on the market for now. This is another big threat thrown at the U.S. stock market, and it's shaking and jangling a lot of investors' nerves. And each time in the past that a threat like this came along, had you sold and gone to cash, it was the wrong thing to do, right? Now, there will be a time when it's the right thing to do. But having said that, I'm not a believer in selling all and going to cash, unless you've got a bunch of indexes, and that's probably the right thing to do. But if you own a bunch of individual stocks, you have to take a look at each individual stock one at a time. And some stocks recently have entered into bear markets, and those stocks have been cut from my portfolios. Give you an example, the energy stocks, the oil stocks, which I had quite a few maybe a year, a little over a year ago, they started to peel over. The chart started to look bad, and they started to enter into correction territory. And you have to draw a line and say, hey, you know, this is as far as I'm going to let this stock go down before I cut it from my portfolio. And those stocks eventually continued to decline. I sold my energy stocks. They entered into a bear market, and they got a whole lot worse after I sold them. And they still haven't recovered. They're still looking, searching for a bottom. You know, I saw ExxonMobil, I think it was down another 4% yesterday, and you say, just how much pain can this stock take? Another new low? Well, I think maybe we're searching for a bottom, and maybe we're going to start finding some bottoms here. Where do we need to find some bottoms? We need to find a bottom in energy prices in oil. $39 per barrel, maybe it's overdone now to the downside. If we can start to put in a bottom there in oil prices and start to build a base and start to move up higher once again, that would be very constructive for the market in continuing this bull, which has been going on for 6 years and 20 weeks. If China can find a bottom, in fact, I drew a line in my newsletter over the weekend. I said, maybe China is finally hitting a bottom here. See this long-term support line that it's finally coming down to? Well, it is getting a nice bounce today. Whether it's hit a bottom or not, only time will tell. One day does not a bottom make. It needs to put in some good, solid, sideways action here, and then it needs to start working its way higher. The emerging markets need to put in a bottom. I keep looking at VWO there, which hit a new low yesterday and then plunged at the open of the market on Monday. Recovered, and actually today the emerging markets are up a little bit. I see VWO is up $1.66. That would be very constructive. You say, how will we know when this correction has passed, Bill? Well, I think those are three major clues right there. Seeing a bottom in oil, seeing a bottom in China form, and seeing a bottom in the emerging markets start to form. I did do a little bit of buying yesterday. I bought about four in my speculative trading account. I think I bought two in the growth and income account where the dividends were just so good looking that I could not pass them up. And I think I added to a couple of positions that I really like. I know one of them was Allergan. I can't remember the other one right now, but I did buy the dip yesterday. I surgically bought the dip. Just like on the way down, I make surgical sells. I don't make sells indiscriminately Sell everything. That's what amateurs do. Otherwise, we would miss the bounce that's taking place today in a lot of the leadership stocks, which have not entered into bear markets. But having said that, I do have a line in the sand drawn under everything that I own. We're going to take a look at a few stocks, maybe, you know, here that you might want to consider on this dip. They still look good to me. They're still best stocks now. They're a little bit cheaper than they were a month ago. So let's take a look when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at what I consider to be a best stock now. You know, I've said many times that with this cheap oil, now under $40 per barrel, what is going on? Where is the bottom in oil prices? This, again, would help tremendously if we could find a bottom in oil and start moving up again. This would really help the market considerably. But until then, we take advantage of those companies that are being aided by cheap oil. And you got to believe that the airlines continue to be a favorable place to be. And one of the stocks that I own is a mid-cap stock, a $6.8 billion market cap company, which is headquartered in Long Island City, New York, by the name of JetBlue. The symbol is JBLU. I've flown JetBlue a few times back to New York City. I think, in fact, the last time I flew back to Wall Street, I flew on a JetBlue airplane. Had a nice little TV to watch the whole way. Had an enjoyable flight. JetBlue continues to grow. In fact, over the last 5 years, JetBlue has grown their earnings at a rate of 30% per year. Hey, that's better than a lot of technology stocks out there, isn't it? JetBlue has also gone from being a $2 stock back in 2009 at the bottom of the last recession, at the bottom of the last bear market. It's now a $22 stock. That's an 11-fold increase in stock price since the market bottomed back in 2009. JetBlue does not pay a dividend yield. This is not one that would be appropriate for somebody seeking growth and income, because there is no income, there is no dividend payment being set out by the JetBlue people. It's a mid-cap stock. It's on the smaller side of the mid-cap range at $6.8 billion. JetBlue would be in an aggressive growth profile or a moderate risk profile. I don't like to make any one stock more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. Mutual funds obviously are different. ETFs are different. But when it comes to individual stocks, that's about the range I like to keep them in. A lot of people have asked over the years, what's the right amount of stocks to own? I've seen people that had 200 stocks in their portfolio. That's unmanageable. You may as well own an index. I've seen people that only had 2 stocks in their portfolio. And while that might be more manageable, that's not a good way to go. That can be a very risky proposition. 10 would probably be the minimum that I would own at any given time, but that's just me. I prefer more in the 25 to 30 range. Bill, what if I gave you $100,000? How many stocks would you own? Yeah, about 25 to 30. Bill, what if I gave you $1 million? How many stocks would you own? Probably about 25 to 30. If I gave you $5,000, how many stocks would you own? None. I would buy a nice mutual fund. But JetBlue is one that I own in my moderate risk profile. JetBlue has put up some pretty good numbers over the years. In fact, let's just take a look at the performance numbers, how it has done against its peers and against the market averages. Over the last 5 years, JetBlue has been going up at a rate of 31% per year, while the market's been going up at 12.5%. Over the last 3 years, JetBlue has been going up by 61% per year, while the market's been going up by 10% per year. And over the last year, JetBlue is up 68%. Do you think that has any correlation with oil prices coming down? JetBlue over the last 12 months is up 68%, while the market is down now. Do you know over the last 12 months, the Dow is, or the S&P is down 4.8%? Okay, so you've got a company that's dependent upon oil. It's up 68%. Let's just take a look at Continental Resources, a big Williston Basin oil producer over the last 12 months. It is down 64%. Can you believe that? Can you believe the difference on being on the right side of the street an oil and gas exploration company like Continental Resources out of Enid, Oklahoma, Harold Hamm's company, is down 64% in the last 12 months. JetBlue, on the other hand, is up 68%. There's a big difference in being on the right side of the street. Well, the contrarian would say, at this point in time, doesn't it make more sense to buy Continental Resources, which is down 68%, than JetBlue, which is up 68%? You know what? I don't like the contrarian mindset, because the contrarians have been buying Continental Resources all the way down. And the folks that like to buy companies that are flourishing have been buying JetBlue all the way up. Yes, there eventually comes a top, and yes, it's too late to buy. That's why we look at valuations. The valuation on JetBlue right now is trading at 10 times forward earnings. The market right now, with this recent sell-off on the S&P 500, is currently trading at about 14.5 times forward earnings. The market has gotten a whole lot cheaper here over the last 3 weeks. The long-term average PE of the market is around 16. And currently we're trading at 14.5 times forward earnings. So don't tell me this market is expensive. I heard somebody say that the other day, and I wanted to argue with them, but they were on TV. I couldn't argue with them. It's not an expensive market. And based on $131 in earnings next year, again, it come up with a forward PE of about 14.5 right now. I have a $42 five-year target price on JetBlue. Well, I'll continue to monitor it along the way. That's the way it has to be done in the market. Put a line in the sand under every stock that I own. JetBlue currently has nice performance numbers, nice relative strength numbers. It's one of the strongest stocks in the market. And I still think it's a relatively cheap stock, trading at just 10 times forward earnings. Out of 4,150 stocks, JetBlue currently comes in at number 320. When I bought it, it was about number 45, and it has fallen a bit here while the market sold off, but in my opinion, that has made it more attractive. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. Now, the last piece of the puzzle is to look at a stock chart. There's a lot of ugly stock charts in the stock market right now. If you want to see an ugly stock chart, look at Continental Resources, which has been declining since April of this year, and really since August of last year, when it peaked at $80 a share, and now it's cleared down to $27. They produce oil. And that oil that they're producing is being sold at a lot cheaper rate these days to companies like JetBlue. I like JetBlue right now. Again, not a recommendation, but it's an example of what I still consider to be a best stock now that's flourishing in today's marketplace. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm
and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, just like there's a sunny side of the street to the plunge in oil prices, there's the dark side of the street too. The oil producers and the equipment companies, the oil and gas equipment companies. What's Halliburton doing these days? Let's look at Schlumberger. Now, eventually they're going to find a bottom at some point here. When oil finds a bottom, then more than likely those stocks have found a bottom, but they're still searching for a bottom. Eventually, a bottom will form. What does a bottom look like? They start to go sideways. These stocks start to go sideways. The sellers have exhausted themselves. Everybody that wants out is out. Just like the market back in 2009 when it eventually hit a bottom. It was over. The sellers were done. And then it started to make constructive gains from that point. That has not happened in oil yet, nor has it happened in the oil stock. Still searching, still looking for that bottom. Well, just like there's a sunny side to the street of the drop in oil prices, there's also a sunny side of the street, as I pointed out several weeks ago in my newsletter, to the drop in the Chinese yuan, which was devalued by the Chinese government, the People's Bank of China, to make Chinese goods more attractive on the world markets, to help their exports. The yuan went down. The dollar hasn't really gone up, though, you know. The dollar has stayed pretty soft here. And I think the reason that the dollar has stayed soft is that this will probably put off a Fed rate hike, which is more than likely needed here in the U.S. But it's hard for me to imagine the Fed hiking interest rates 1 month from now, or even 3 months from now. Therefore, people say, I don't know about that U.S. and that dollar. The dollar is a little bit weaker than you would think with this sell-off in the Chinese yuan. But there's a sunny side to the street of that. I said the guys that suffer the most from all of this are the exporters, people that sell into China, the Qualcomms of the world, the Apples of the world, the General Motors of the world, the Caterpillars of the world. They're exporters of U.S. goods. And right now they're on the wrong side of the currency battle that's taking place. And you have other emerging markets around the world. Kazakhstan devalued their currency. I could hardly sleep when I heard that Kazakhstan was lowering their currency. We also had a currency devaluation in Vietnam. The emerging markets are trying to do anything they can do to stay afloat here. I believe the Brazilian real is down about 25% since the beginning of the year. The exporters are struggling. The importers, on the other hand, from these countries benefit. And a lot of the consumer discretionary companies. I've outlined Dollar General, which is a beneficiary of all of this. I've outlined Dollar Tree, which is a beneficiary of all this. I've outlined Home Depot, which I'm sure imports a lot of stuff. I've outlined Lowe's, which imports a lot of stuff. Well, another one that I think benefits from all of this is TJX Companies, which operates 3,396 off-price apparel and home goods stores. Where do you think a lot of those home goods come from? With plans to open 180 more in 2015. You know, TJX has been a great stock over the years. It's headquartered in Framingham, Massachusetts. It is a large cap company, a very large cap company at $48 billion. And think of the model now in the retail and consumer discretionary industry. A model like Macy's is really struggling. A model like JCPenney's is really struggling. Your big chains like that, that really don't offer the steep discounts like a TJ Maxx does, or a Ross Stores, another stock that has been thriving over the years, those seem to be a better model these days. I see more people going to Forever 21 than I see going to Abercrombie & Fitch or Gap stores. We've all become bargain hunters. And TJ Maxx has catered to those bargain hunters over the years and produced some eye-popping results to investors in the stock, of which I am currently one. TJ Maxx, over the last 10 years, now this is, remember, this is consumer discretionary. This is not online. This is not, there's a lot of TJ Maxx stores out there and home goods stores. But it's been a very successful model. Over the last 10 years, TJX has delivered 22% per year to investors, while the market has delivered 4.6. Over the last 5 years, TJ Maxx has delivered 30% per year, while the market has delivered 12.5. And over the last 3 years, TJ Maxx has delivered 16% per year, while the market 10.3. And over the last 12 months, while a lot of the exporters have been reeling, TJ Maxx is up another 18% over the last 12 months. The market's down 4.8%. It's beat the market by 22 percentage points. Let's just look at an exporter like Caterpillar. Over the last 12 months, Caterpillar over the last 12 months is down 30%. You think a strong U.S. dollar and a weak yuan helps China and hurts us? Absolutely. You've heard Donald Trump say it many times. China's killing us. He wants to go to war with China from an economic point of view. Let's just take a look at another exporter like GM, which sells a lot of cars into China. Over the last 12 months, GM is down 16%. They're an exporter. Then you take a look at TJ Maxx, which is on the other side of the street. It's up 16%. Now, TJ Maxx has been a top performer over the years. It's been a successful business model. It gets a performance grade of A-. When I look at all the other stocks in the market, tech stocks, commodity stocks, biotechs, TJ Maxx can run with the best of them. A- performance grade. Now we look at valuation of the company. If we take next year's earnings on TJ Maxx, which are expected to be $3.72, which would represent a 12% increase over 2015, which is pretty much in line with what I see on a lot of the S&P 500 stocks. As we sit here today, I see about a 10% increase in earnings next year versus this year. That's the biggest reason I remain a bull on the market, a very cautious bull on the market, because those numbers obviously are subject to change, but I have not seen them change yet. TJ Maxx, I take those earnings, extrapolate them out. They're expected to grow by about 11% per year. That's what the analysts think that the company continue to grow their earnings by. I put a multiple, which I think is appropriate. A retail stock somewhere in the 15 to 18 area, somewhere in there. I come up with a target price on TJ Maxx of $120 per share. The stock is currently trading at $70 per share. I still see ample upside potential. In addition to that, it's a large cap company that would probably fit in a moderate or conservative risk profile. It also pays a dividend, so I can make a case for it being in a dividend paying account. TJ Maxx pays a 1.2% dividend yield. TJ Maxx is currently a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. It is currently ranked number 43 in my Best Stocks Now app, which takes into account valuation and performance. And at the current time, TJ Maxx currently possesses both of those, valuation and performance. And lastly, we take a look at a chart of TJ Maxx. It broke out with a vengeance right after their earnings report about a week ago. It's dropped back with this sell-off in the market. I would call it one of those buy on the dip type of stocks. It's not a recommendation. It's an example of a company that continues to flourish. It's on the sunny side of the street right now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement
with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I had somebody send me a tweet yesterday saying, Bill, I'm disappointed in you. You haven't been saying anything about the market lately. What more could I be saying? I do a one-hour show every morning. I stick my neck on the line every day. I've been a bull in the market for the last 6 years and 20 weeks. And as of last Friday, when I wrote the newsletter, I stuck my neck on the line once again, saying that the bear is not here yet. I'm sticking to my story. What's your story, Bill? My story is this. I believe that earnings in America, in the S&P 500, those 500 chosen stocks that have been selected to represent the U.S. economy, I believe as of now, I don't just believe it, I mean the facts back it up until the facts change, that we're going to see a 10 to 11% rebound in earnings next year versus this year. And it's pretty simple. I say it all the time. As long as earnings continue to grow at a company, as long as earnings continue to grow in an index, then the price of the index or the price of the stock is going to continue to go higher. What caused the big downfall in the bear market back in 2009? The earnings collapsed on the S&P 500. They went from $87, $90 a share, clear down to $59. And there was a big warning shot over the bow, I believe in 2008, when earnings dropped for the first time in several years. Well, we're not seeing that drop this year. And the estimates for next year are 11%, 10 to 11% higher at $131.50 per share versus this year, which is expected to come in at about $118 per share. So my story is this. With the market, with earnings still poised to grow here in the U.S., I don't see that recession around the corner that will eventually lead to the next bear market. It's just not out there yet. It can appear rather suddenly, however. That's why we forever remain upon the watchtower. You're in the bunker with the night vision goggles, taking a look with our radar going. You know, when you go out into the ocean, you better have radar to see what's out there. And I report to you every single week. I'm probably the noisiest guy in the market. Quiet? I've been quiet about the market? Where would somebody get that kind of impression? I'm probably the noisiest guy in the entire market. I shout from the rooftop every single Saturday morning when I send out my newsletter. But before I send it out, I go to a very quiet place where I can think, and I look at charts, and I look at numbers, and I redo my numbers, and until I see a significant change to those numbers, I'm sticking with my story. And yeah, there's days when I'm sure you say, oh, this Gunderson, what in the world is he talking about? This market is going to hell in a... You know how many times that's been said over the last 6 years? And every time it's gone on to hit new highs. And I think that this current pullback, even though it's nasty, this is probably one of the nastier corrections that we've had because it's been so quick and it's been so sudden. It's no fun, but I believe as of now it's still just a correction along the way and will eventually hit new highs in the market. And I'm going to stick with my story until I see some pretty clear evidence that no, we're not going to grow earnings next year versus this year. But right now there's absolutely no evidence of that. And like I say, it would really help. It would really help the emotions in the market. It would really help the sentiment in the market right now if we could find a bottom in oil. Maybe $39. That feels like a bottom to me, but we won't know. We need to build some sideways base here. We need some get some confidence coming back into the energy oil markets. Sometimes you feel like there is no bottom. Well, there always is a bottom. You always find a bottom, whether it's gold, whether it's the stock market, whether it's oil prices, commodity prices, whether it's the bond market, there is a bottom somewhere. And it would also help to find a bottom to the submerging markets, which we call the emerging markets. And if we can find a bottom there and a bottom in the oil prices, then we're going to return to the fundamentals. The sentiment's going to turn. Sentiment can turn very, very quickly. You saw how quickly it went negative here over the last month. It can turn very positive very quickly, too, because the fundamentals support right now higher prices in the market. But having said that, fundamentals alone cannot hold up a stock. Fundamentals alone cannot hold up an index. Fundamentals alone cannot hold up a market. You also have to deal with sentiment. Sentiment remains a little bit sour on the market right now. But I'm sticking to my story. And my story is I'm looking for 131.50 in earnings next year for S&P 500. I'm using a 17 multiple. I'm coming up with a $2,235 target price on an S&P, which is currently trading at about 1920. That's significant upside potential over the next 12 months. I can't find better upside potential anywhere else. I continue to be heavily invested in the U.S. stock market. Having said that, I also have about 40% cash right now. That cash position will be deployed as I find strategic opportunities. I have people that want me to throw money at the market right now. Go all in. That's not how I do things. I do it much more surgically, not only on the way out, but also on the way in. Because in the end, you have to take it one stock, one index, one mutual fund, one ETF at a time. If you'd like to get the newsletter, we had a record week for newsletter requests. Poor Claire here at Gunderson Capital Management, she's the receptionist. She's not the robot that answers the phone. She's the real person that answers the phone. She enters in all the leads. I asked her about 3 o'clock yesterday in the afternoon, Claire, are you done yet? Entering leads into the system? She says, oh, I'm still working. She looked tired. You know what? Look, we're just here to help. And if you'd like to get our newsletter every week, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.